This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Joel Embiid is obviously going to miss the rest of the 24-25 season. And I don't have the number in front of me, but I know Joel Embiid has missed a lot of games. Do you know that number, Jordan?
I'll have to find it, but as far as this year,
he's played
less
like three games
than he's actually like been on the court.
Yeah. So, and throughout just since he was drafted, he's missed multiple seasons, like as far as just not playing at all. And now here he is again, and he's going to be out for the rest of the season.
Yeah, 19 games so far this season.
Played 19
season
games out of
60,
a season.
So a third.
Okay.
And then last season, played 39, 66, and 68. Those are great years. Those were actually his best years in 22 and 23.
And MVP in one of those, and should have won MVP when one of the other ones, but Jokic was
But
amazing.
In 66 games, guys, it's honestly, like, if we're going to have an 82-game season, then the MVP should be in 80 games. Like, I know that there's that qualifier, and it's the same for everybody, and I think it's like 60 games, but that's not enough in my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's not enough. Like, and we always go back to the old school guys that did it without trainers and did it without, you know, nutritionists and masseuse on the plane and private jets and all that stuff.
Well, some of them,
and they were able to play, you know, 82 games.
I think of like
that. And really, I'll go back before that. I'm sorry, Jordan, not to cut you off.
Good.
I'll go before that, but I was listening to Gilbert Arenas, who sometimes is absolutely asinine, but I was listening to him, and he was talking about playing for the Wizards and not having a chef. He's like, we didn't get a chef until we went to Dallas and figured out, like, oh shoot, like other teams have like chefs and planes and all this other stuff. Like, and this was, mind you, this is mid 2000s, you know, at that point. And so this is really these amenities these guys get are some of the players in the early 2000s didn't have this, unless you're the Lakers, unless you're, you know, maybe the Celtics or something like that, but nobody else, or the Mavericks, who at that point, I think it was really Mark Cuban that starts saying, like, this is how you treat players. This is how you're supposed to do that stuff. And so they're able to kind of get those cool sports amenities that they get. So I'm with you, Jordan. I don't see how dudes are only playing 50 games, 60 games. Now, if you're Kawhi and you've had multiple knee injuries, like, I understand. But at the same time, pay this dude for – if you know you're only getting Kawhi for 60 games, why are you paying him for 82?
Well,
pay him for 60. I don't know why NBA teams don't do that. Like, seriously, if you're – I know I'm going to have you for 40 games.
And someone else – some other team will pay him.
I'm going to have you for 40 games. I know you're only going to be good for me for 40 to 45 games. Cool. I'm going to pay you for 40 to 45 games and the playoffs. Anything after that, like, cool. But, like, I think the reason people get so upset about load management and everything is, like, man, these dudes make millions and millions and millions of dollars to hoop. If we want to hoop right now, we got to either go to 24-hour fitness or Bally's or whoever has a gym.
And organize a game.
Pay money.
Yeah.
Pay money or monthly to be able to get in just to be able to hoop. Go to a park, something like that. Like, in most cases, we're paying to go play basketball. We're paying to be in a rec league or something like that. These dudes are getting paid to hoop and getting paid handsomely for it. And so I think as fans, we look at that and say, why can't you play back-to-back? Drexler never had a problem with this. Jordan never had a problem with this. Like,
he's 7 foot, man. The bodies are not meant to be that big running that hard. I mean, I'm a Portland fan, so, I mean, we all know Portland's history, you know, injury history with big men. It's like a lot of times, like, the human body's just not meant to sustain that type of, like, continued
wear and tear
at that level, I don't think. When you're 7 foot, 7 foot one, 7 foot two, I think it's just like they break down.
I think when you're certain guys, that's for sure the case, you know, but I think we've also seen a history of big men who have been really healthy throughout their career. Like, that's Shaq true. Dealt with, like, and really it was a weight issue for Shaq, just being lazy and not working out. But he dealt with the toe. He dealt with the other little stuff. It wasn't until the end of his career it was like, okay, I'm pretty beat up. But we saw the Alonzo Mournings, and we saw the Patrick Ewings, and we saw all these guys still play through and play 82, you know, 82 games, 80, 75, somewhere around that games. And so it's hard to look at somebody like Embiid with all the talent in the world and all of the, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? All the luxuries, I guess, in the world as these athletes have. And
his life is the easiest it possibly could be. He has no challenges in life. No,
I mean, as far as we know, you know, as far as, like, personally, we have no idea what he's dealing with and everything. But from a basketball standpoint, you're right, Jordan. Absolutely. We have no worries.
If I came into this studio every single day and Jeff Austin had breakfast ready for me, he had prep for me laid out for the show, I didn't have to pick the topics.
I don't have to pick my workout
for me. Yeah, exactly. And then afterwards, I've got a nice little car to the gym. No, that times 1,000 is what guys like Joel Embiid have. And it's frustrating because you bring up other guys that actually had to play through real injuries, like Arvydas Sabonis, for instance. That dude was fighting to get onto the court 60 games a season.
First dude with double braces I ever seen.
And I'll never forget. I don't even have to look this up. I had this, like, Blazers yearbook or, you know, like, whatever it was from, like, the 2000-2001 season. Scottie Pippen, 82 games in that 99-2000 season for the Portland Trail Blazers.
Really?
He was, like, 34, 35 years old. He played in every single one. Bad knees Steve Smith played in every single game for the Portland Trail Blazers for 2 seasons in a row. And then that next season after Scottie Pippen played all 82, Damon Stoudemire played all 82. So you're telling me that these guys, and I look at Scottie as I think the biggest case here, as an example that these players should look at and be ashamed of themselves by, because a 15-year vet is able to get in there and get like 7th or 8th or 9th in the Defensive Player of the Year voting awards at that point. Scotty was always a good defender, but for him to be on it for the entire season in his late 30s or his mid 30s, I can't remember exactly when he retired or how old he was, but it was probably mid 30s. Like, come on, guys.
Yeah,
get your asses out on the court.
I think the thing about it is, you know, I don't want to say those dudes love the game, because I do think those dudes love the game. And right now you can see there's certain dudes in the NBA that just love basketball. The biggest example is Kevin Durant. KD loves hoop so much. He don't want a girlfriend. He don't want a haircut. He don't want lotion. I don't care about none of that stuff. I just want to hoop. I don't care about
really. Those nothing. Guys all put lotion on after the game. He
not
doesn't.
Not KD. But it don't even matter, because that's not something he cares about. What he cares about is basketball, video games. Like, that's it. Smoke some weed here and there. But outside of that, like, KD don't care about nothing else but hoop. And I think that's an old school kind of mentality. Like, I don't want to be in a movie. I'm not trying to be in this. And right now you have a lot of young athletes that are already thinking about life after basketball as they're 22 years old.
Oh, like trying to build their brand.
Trying to build a brand and stuff like that. And now it's not like you used to have to be in LA and New York to be able to build a brand. And social media now, you can be Anthony Edwards in Minnesota and be the biggest face in the league. Like, so
I think with KD, too, it's like he was on these super teams where you're not, like, the usage rate. Same with that 2000 Portland team. Like, that team was stacked. Are they playing the same minutes as some of these guys that they're getting? You know, they're riding some of these superstars today really hard. If you don't have 2-3 other superstars on the team, I bet you're doing an extra 5-10 minutes per game. You know what I mean? Where, like, KD always has 2 superstars. So I'm not, is he playing the same minutes?
But even still, like, when KD was in OKC and he was one of the 2 superstars, 38 minutes a game, you know, somewhere around there. Even, and even still, we've never seen KD say, outside of the injury year, rest or game management, I'm not playing tonight. I'm not going to stay. How many games have we seen KD say, man, I'm just not feeling tonight. I'm taking a night off. He doesn't. If I can play, I'm going
to
play.
And how far do those teams play to the playoffs? It's like another half a season, 30 games.
That's
so
also true.
Kevin Durant or a Scottie Pippen isn't missing time, and then they're playing another 20-plus games, which is
quarter season,
40 to 45 minutes a game in the NBA. Mm-hmm. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.